Hey there, welcome to the Broke Down Podcast. This is episode 11. My name is Jonathan, and we're really glad to have you with us this month. This is the December 2017 episode. We are talking about the ghosts of New Year's past, and I don't really know what that means so much as it sounded cool when I wrote it down. But we will be taking a look at some old Grateful Dead New Year's Eve shows and listening to a good bit of music from them. First of all, I'll tell you a couple things going on. What's going on in the world? Dead & Company are still touring. It's, what is it right now? It is Sunday the 3rd. And last night they played Austin. And I don't know if you've been checking out these shows, but they've been playing some cool stuff. And I really enjoyed the Austin show last night. Listen to the stream. They played Dark Star and the other one in the second set. That was pretty rad. Good Sugary in the first. And really just good time. So people out there are having a lot of fun. I know I had great time when I saw them here in DC with my wife. We had a blast, and I'm really glad I went, and I look forward to seeing them again sometime. So if you haven't had a chance to see them and you still have a show coming up, I'm excited for you. Well, if you have, then you probably know what I'm talking about. Talked a fair bit about it when I was on the No Simple Road podcast not too long ago. It came out about a week ago. So if you're not familiar with that podcast, it's pretty good. Aaron and Mel and Apple sit down on the porch and have guests come visit them, or they had me come virtually through the power of the internet, and talk about what interests them. There's a little bit of a Grateful Dead hook to it, of course, as you might guess from the name. But it's not entirely or completely about that. We talked mostly about that sort of thing, though, because, well, that's what you're going to get when I come on, I guess. Anyways, I had a really great time chatting with them, and I think the episode came out really, really nicely. So you should check out what they're doing at No Simple Road, and tell them I said hi. Let's see, I don't know what other news there is to give you. I'm just pressing on with this thing. Last month was a really, really big episode. I think, you know, a lot of people enjoyed it. I got a lot of really positive feedback, and I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad you people are liking what we're doing. We did split that into two parts and got some good feedback from that. I'm not doing that this month, largely because December is just a freaking busy month. Also, it's not quite as long. I don't have a hefty interview to work with. I hope you'll enjoy it. But if we run long like that again, we get a good guest and have a lot to say, we'll split it up. I'm glad you guys enjoyed that format, and we'll probably do it again. So I want to thank you guys, though, again, for the feedback, and encourage you to provide more. If there's something that I'm not doing that you'd like me to do, if something I'm doing well you'd like more of, if something I do that you hate, well, I guess I can take that, too. You can tell me. Just go ahead and reach out. You can reach out on Twitter, at BrokeDownPod. You can reach out on Facebook under BrokeDownPodcast. You can email me at BrokeDownPod@gmail.com. You can also find, of course, our blog-type website currently at BrokeDownPodcast.blogspot.com. You can also see show notes and the listings of all the tracks and all the episodes and links to whatever I might mention when we're recording these things. You can find all of that there. And you can also leave some comments and probably find an email link or something if you forget what it was. I did just say it a minute ago, though. Lastly, speaking of feedback, if you could consider leaving us a review on iTunes, or do they have that on Google Play? Probably they have it on Google Play. Or Stitcher, if you listen on Stitcher. If you didn't know, we are on Stitcher now. We're also on TuneIn, if you use that sort of thing. I don't really use it myself, but I found a place where I could push the podcast out, so I put it in there too. But anyways, if you listen on any of those, or one of those media-type places, if you could leave a review, click on all the stars or whatever it is, that'll really help me out, and it will help other people find the show. and I'd really appreciate it. Of course, the best way for other people to find the show is for them to hear about it from a friend. So, tell a friend. Please. And thank you. All right. So, let's get into this. We're talking about New Year's Eve, Ghosts of New Year's Past, or whatever, blah, blah. I just like that name. New Year's Eve, 1966, was their first New Year's show. It was at the Fillmore. It was the first Bill Graham-produced New Year's Eve concert, and it had The Dead and Airplane and Quicksilver. It seems like no tapes circulate. Possibly, maybe they're in somebody's closet and they'll turn up someday. Man can dream, right? And then after that, the tradition sort of held. It carried on right on through with only a few years off, like 73 and 74 and 75, of course, due to the retirement. And then they kept doing it until 92. Bill Graham's passing in late 91. I think that was the final straw. They were probably already on paper to do the 91 New Year's shows. Otherwise, they might not have done those. But they weren't into it after that. Once Bill was gone, they didn't do another New Year's show. Of course, the band members have since done some cool New Year's extravaganzas, and we'll get into all of that late era stuff at some point. But at this point, on this episode, we're not going to go that far. There's a lot of years to dig into, so there's theoretically quite a few New Year's episodes, and hopefully we'll keep doing this for a few years and we'll get back to them. In the meantime, let's just listen to some music. So here we go with set one.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2.
All right.
Okay. Looks like everything's okay. It's almost 1970. And we're still living in 69, so if we gotta be here, let's kind of go out right. If we're going to end this year, let's do it. Just get really flipped out and just rock it out the way it should be rocked out. So right now, let's welcome to the stage right now the one and only, the Grateful Dead. Come on, head boom.
Thank you.
of words without a silk trouble. I rang a silent bell beneath a shower of pearls in the eagle wing palace of the Queen Jenny.
Thank you.
the sun will shine in my back door someday. Marsh winds will blow all my troubles away. I wish I was a headline on a northbound train. I wish I was a headline on a northbound train. I'd shine my light through cool Colorado rain. I know you right, gonna miss me when I'm gone. I know you right, gonna miss me when I'm gone. Gonna miss your baby from rolling.
More monitors.
Next time you see me, things won't be the same. Next time you see me, things won't be the same. And if it hurts you, my darling, you only have yourself to blame. Well, it's a choo-choo say, all the shine and not gold. Hey, it's a choo-choo say, all the shine and not gold. I like the good news to hear you got to reap just what you sow. Cheated. Whoa! next time you see me, things won't be the same. And if it hurts you, my darling, you only have yourself to blame. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce our new piano player. And his name's Keith Godshow. And we think he's pretty good.
The news is it. the black and bloody mind. The dire wolf collects his doom while a boy sings round the fire. Don't murder me.
I beg of you, don't murder me. You don't murder me. Please don't murder me. Don't murder me. I beg of you, don't murder me.
Take a little salt, put it in my shotgun, and I go walking out, chuba chuba,
chuba chuba,
bully bully,
bully bully,
looking high,
looking high,
looking low,
looking low, low.
Gonna
scare you up and shoot you. Mr. Charlie told me so.
I won't take your life. I won't even take a limb. I just unload my shotgun. I take a little skin. Juba, juba,
juba, juba.
Bully, bully,
bully, bully.
Looking high,
looking high.
Looking low,
looking low, low.
Gonna scare you up and shoot you. Mr. Charlie told me so.
Charlie told me so.
it's all a dream we dream. What afternoon long ago, oh, walk into splintered sunlight, push your way through dead dreams to another land. Baby, your night had broken your tongue. Yeah.
in my bed and dying.
And it's
don't care. That a man could be as poor as me. Take a look at poor Peter. He's lying in pain. Now let's go run and see.
Like the 70s are gonna be weird.
Don't tread on me. Come here, oh. It's the same story the girl told me. It's the only one you know. Like the morning sun you come, and like the wind you go. Ain't no time to heal, barely time to wait. Oh, oh, what I want to know. Silver mine, and I call it Vegas town. I got me a violin, and I think you call the term. Anybody's choice. I can hear your voice. Oh, oh, what I want to know. Talk about here beside the rising tide. Come here, Uncle John's band, playing to the tide. Come on along, go, oh love, he's come to take his children home.
Take a break for a while. I'll come back and play a little later. Thank you.
All right, welcome back. Set one, we started off with China Cat Sunflower and I Know You Rider from 1231-69. These are all 1231, so I'm going to stop saying the date and just give it a year. That was followed by The Next Time You See Me, also from 69. Then You Win Again from 71. Big Boy Pete, back to 69 for that one. Dire Wolf from 70. Mr. Charlie from 71. Box of Rain from 72. Then a lovely jam into Black Peter from 71. And Uncle John's Band from 69 to end the set. Now, clearly I leaned heavily on the 1231-69 show. And that was a grand show. That was a Boston Tea Party. And in Boston, Mass, and it opened with that China Rider, and it's pretty good stuff there, that China Rider. There was a bunch of highlights, a couple of which, you know, I picked out for the show, and early Mason's Children in there. This is right as the Working Man's Dead material starts to really come into play, and the second set has a big alligator, and if you listen really closely, you might hear it in the background right now. Anyways, big alligator. that sequence, of course, includes caution and goes into Good Lovin' Drums 11. The show kind of meanders. It seems to end. It seems like it could have ended with a Not Fade Away, but they have more time and they play Seasons, The Race Is On, Silver Threads and Golden Needles, Slewfoot, and they cap it all off with Dancing in the Streets, which is just a money closer right there. The next year, they're at the Winterland, back in the Bay, and they open it up with a truckin', little Monkey and the Engineer, and there's a Cryptical in the other one, into Black Peter in the first set. There's a good China Rider there. Good Lovin' into Uncle John's closes out that first set. And it's actually one set, excuse me. That show at Winterland included the New Riders and Hot Tuna and a band called Stone Ground. And the encore set is also in circulation. It's basically Hot Tuna with Bob Weir. And if you're into Hot Tuna, you definitely got to check that out. It does circulate. You can find it in the archive under Grateful Dead. Don't tell anyone, though. No, tell everybody. It's really rad. Worth noting, of course, is this is still a fairly early Keith show. And it's a lot of fun. Then we jump ahead to 71. 12/31/71. Go figure. Oops, my page turned here. 12/31/71 was at the Winterland again, and that opened with Dancin'. This was FM broadcast as well. This is pretty common for that to happen. And let's see, Donna appears on stage in this show. One More Saturday Night. There's a good Truckin' Drums Other One, Me and My Uncle Other One, that was a candidate for this, but I didn't quite make the cut. Jam into Black Peter that you heard, though, just a gorgeous jam. Some places I've seen that listed as Other One into Jam into Black Peter, but the tapes don't really reveal that. I don't know if there's just a cut or what, but it just doesn't really sound like it happens that way. And also notable in this show, in this second set, they have the same thing. When it's the first same thing since June of 67, which I think we mentioned sometime last month, and it's the last same thing until Bobby brings it back in the 90s. So that's kind of significant. Anyways, great little show. And then that brings us forward to 72. But we'll talk more about that in a little while, because we're going to go ahead and listen to set 2. I hope you enjoy it.
I'd like to take a moment to give a warm and hearty thanks to a fine American and a wonderful, wonderful man. The gentleman that's responsible for this evening's gala festivities, Mr. Bill Graham. And in honor of the occasion, we're going to do a song that I think he likes, and it goes like this.
Awesome. Cajun rhythm. Jump like a willy, four-wheel drive. She's my summer love in the spring, fall, and winter. She can make out any man alive. Shake like an old dog, ringing that blue bell. All caught up in sunlight. Now come on out, drink it out, mock you in the sunshine.
Chugging like the dude I'm playing together. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Anyway,
I guess it doesn't matter. Anyway, I guess it doesn't matter. Anyway, thank you.
sunshine daydream. Walk you in the tall trees, going where the wind blows. You'll be like a red rose, growing on the sweet day. But I sing, you know, walk you in the morning sunshine. Sunshine daydream, sunshine daydream. Come on and daydream, sunshine daydream. Come and for the sweet dream, sunshine daydream. Waiting in a cold sheet, crawling out your window. They're going where the wind blows. They never gonna miss us. And I'm blinking up at you in the morning sunshine.
Alright, so that was set two. Sugar Magnolia, Truckin', into the other one, into Morning Dew, and Sunshine Daydream, all from 12/31/72. Split that Sugar Mag and Sunshine Daydream into a sandwich. I kind of like it when that happens, and I decided to go ahead and go with that this time. Of course, we had to leave the thanks to Bill Graham on there. I think the first thing you might have noticed on Sugar Mag is the addition of another guitar player. So we had on that show during the second set, David Crosby sitting in. And he actually, because the sequence is a little, let's just say I changed it. We'll just say I changed it. Because I changed the sequence around a little bit. David Crosby actually came out during the other one and stayed out during Morning Dew, and yeah, you can still hear him on Sugar Mag. So that's pretty cool stuff. Really just wonderful jam, and when I heard that, I knew I had to go ahead and put that whole chunk of jamming in there. I know we did a good look at 1972, specifically September, but kind of touched on the whole year a few episodes back with my friend Andy. I thought this would be just a nice capper to that. The whole show was at the Winterland, and New Riders and Sons of Champlin were also on the bill. The play opened with Around and Around, and a fairly 72-ish set list in the first set. Big playing to end the first set. Promised Land open set two, Half Step, Big River, Sugary, and then this huge Truckin', Other One, Drums, Other One, Morning Dew, Sugar Magnolia, then Sing Me Back Home, Johnny Be Good, and a nice Uncle John's Band Saturday Night Encore to boot. So great, great show. Really just perfect 1972 jamming. And that's it for the Dead until February 9th, 73, where they debuted a whole bunch of songs. That was the Roscoe Maples Pavilion in Stanford, Palo Alto show, where they debuted Eyes and Here Comes Sunshine and Loose Lucy and China Doll and Bro Jimmy and Wave That Flag. Anyways, great stuff, and I really hope you enjoyed it. So we're going to leave it there. I hope you've had fun, and keep this on your phone or wherever you listen to your podcasts and pull it up and spin it. You can skip my talking next time and for your holiday gathering parties or something. I think it's hopefully a good time. And we'll be back in January with more music, more Grateful Dead. Till then, be well.